With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences, which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you a seven-part series titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life, a compilation of excerpts from Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussions concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately the health of our planet.
Meisterin, in Gesprächen erfahre ich immer wieder, dass das Thema der globalen Erwärmung den meisten Menschen vertraut ist. Jeder kann dazu etwas sagen.
Yeah.
Auf der anderen Seite fehlen oft Wissen über die Ursachen und die Zusammenhänge. Frage, sind das tatsächlich nur fehlende Informationen bei den Betreffenden oder spielen da noch andere Dinge eine Rolle?
It's many things. Lack of information is one of it, yeah? Other thing is people's habits is hard to wipe out. Other thing is that they do not know anything about the bad retribution of animals killing, yeah? They do not know the benefit of saving lives and being compassionate to other beings other than just humans. That is a problem, yes. They do not know even that meat-eating or animals' diet has anything to do with global warming, you see? So that's why we are here. That's why we do as much as we can to spread the news. That's why we have Supreme Master Television every day informing people. And even if they don't look at it, the information is in the air. It will spread to all corners of the world. How much people can receive, it depends on how we can overwhelm the negative waves of destructive media, if you will, and destructive energy of the world. But we'll try our best. It's better than nothing. Okay?
Thank you.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Swine flu. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
There's one guy in the Netherlands who is some important manager of the WWF Fund.
Worldwide Fund, yeah. Okay.
I happen to know this guy.
Yeah.
He's in the position in the organization that they can analyze satellite data.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it into the computer,
mm-hmm.
and they can foresee kind of in the future, you know,
yes.
what is going to happen with the natural resources.
Yes.
They can measure the carbon emissions and all that,
uh-huh.
and it's very scientific.
Yes, yeah, so what now? What does he say is our future holds?
Well, he was very worried, and we talked for 2-3 hours, and at the end I asked him, then what is the solution?
Yeah.
He told me, I don't know.
Nobody knows. Nobody wants to do anything. We have solution, but they don't do it.
Mm.
There is solution. Mm. Only 3 steps, no? Mm. Vegetarian, sustainable energy, plant trees. How more simple can it be?
Yeah.
We try our best, eh? Apart from working very hard already, we spread the news. We go out with flyers and everything, and we advertise on newspapers from our own pocket, yeah? We air it on TV from our own money. We tell everybody we know. Some do care. They say, oh yeah, they're interested, they want to know, they really care. But maybe they forget afterward, you know, because there's TV to watch, a theater to enjoy, a husband and wife relationship, you know, and children. And they don't seem to know what is a priority, you know. But more still money, business, you know. Everybody knows by now, from the UN report, that meat eating, animal raising, yeah, is one of the worst factor, or even the worst factor of climate change, yeah, of global warming, and nobody talk about it. Everybody, okay, new energy, hybrid car, compressed car, carbon sucking machine. Dig a hole and store the carbon as if it will not burst one day. And before that, you have to breathe in already as if it will not affect you. I don't understand this. I mean, what is so difficult to put down one piece of meat and replace it with one piece of tofu, which is exactly the same, better nutrition, better for your health, more economized? How can anybody not just sacrifice a little palate taste, even if the meat tastes that great, even if they so love the meat, how can they not sacrifice it just for the sake of everybody's survival and their own children? How cannot? Just replace one piece of meat with another piece of tofu, that's all there was. Yeah, and Especially even nowadays, we have all kind of vegetarian meat. It tastes so delicious. Yeah? You know, like even soya. It looks the same. Huh? I don't know if it tastes the same or not. It tastes good to me. It tastes delicious, even better. Yeah? Still cannot put down that piece of meat. And no matter if they die tomorrow or their children suffer or not. It's not just about dying, it's suffering mental and physical, psychological, emotional, you know, before dying. Because all this gas, you know, is already in the air. It affects people a lot. But they don't admit it, they don't even claim on it.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Suppose nobody does anything and the planet kaput, what will you do? Any idea? So see how many time to act before? Before I don't have. Now, if you look everywhere, they are doing something, you know, for environmental. Yeah, I hope they do it all and quick enough. I hope the government really put their thumb into it. That's all I hope for. And the media, you know, every day, and just ban this, ban that, and just no meat anymore, and then we are saved. Truly, very simple. Just use meatless diet, yeah? Animalless diet. Sustainable energy. Limitless sun or wave power. And plant trees. Everybody plant a couple of trees only. Not a lot. Not a lot. And the government, instead of put money into war, they just use the money to pay people to plant trees where the desert, where the dry climate, you know, where it's already damaged, to revive the atmosphere. Yeah? Very simple. Yes. We'd be happy to also go out and plant tree free of charge in our labor in any time we can, if the government really behind every of this program. Yeah? We would also be happy to go out and cook vegetarian, you know, show everybody in all of our house, we invite people come to our house and show them how to cook vegetarian. Yeah? After a few weeks, they know how. And you can do that first. But what I mean is, if the government really behind it and the media behind it, they just have to put down that piece of meat, even if that is a sacrifice, it's just really worth it. It's really the most noble thing they could do in their whole life. Just put down that piece of meat and replace it with the veggie meat. Yeah, we have so much food to eat, not that we don't have choice. Why don't they just try it, no? Okay, from now, each of you should be a teacher. Anywhere you go, anybody you meet, you talk about it. You invite them to your house. Show them vegetarian cooking, okay? Show it on hand. Otherwise, if they just see on TV, it may be different. Okay? Use your personal energy, love, yeah, to show them. Okay? We just spread out. We do what we can. Use your time for saving the planet. Okay? Show them how to cook vegetarian food. Capisto? Every house I want to turn into a restaurant. A veggie restaurant. Show them what you eat. Yeah? If they don't know what vegetarian is, they don't know how to do it. Truly, they don't know. Even if some people know how, know that vegetarian is good, they don't know how. They even ask on the internet, how did you do it? You see? Truly, some people never heard of it before. They never think about it. So we do that, okay? All of you in the world,
teach them how. Every day, every time you can. Invite them at random, show them how. Invite them as a guest, unconditional, show them how. Anybody who smiles at you, you talk to them. Yeah. And invite them for coffee and then invite them to your home. Oh, I live nearby. I didn't know such a lovely neighbor exists. Wow, what an honor. Let's go to my house, have a cup of coffee, and then from then on, okay? Start it. I'm not joking. Do something. Are you out there? I do it on Supreme Master television and cook for my dog. I talk to whomever I can also. Okay? Learn to cook well and learn to show it, okay? With your smile, stone will melt. Yeah. And with your food, the heart will melt. Yeah? It won't lose nothing. Vegetarian is very cheap. You can always afford to invite some, okay? And it's a good investment, you know? It saves the planet. It's worth it, okay? You try what you can, okay? Through Supreme Master television, through flyers, through books, through internet. Influence a lot. But still, you know, habit die hard. Just tell them, change the habit, that's it, you know. Invite whoever you can, show the vegetarian diet, make them feel welcome. And, you know, it's like everything else, put candle and all that, you know. How much does it cost? Oh, not so much. Doesn't have to be a lot, okay. Make it festive and welcome and homey, okay. Make the food taste good, okay. And then they'll come back for more. And then show them how to do it. Okay? Because truly, they don't know. I'm telling you the truth. Huh? Not many people know how to cook vegetarian. Just to think vegetarian, I think just to eat beans. You know, green beans, string beans. And then they worry they become like string, you know? And surely, many would advise you, oh, vegetarian, can you live on that? You know, is it nutritious enough? They always ask you like that. Because they don't know, truly. I mean, they're not researched into that, they're not used to it. I hope I live to see the day that the government really ban meat, because it's also poisonous to people. Not to talk about, okay, methane gas, or waste gas, or depleting energy, or water, or medicine, nothing yet. Yeah, it's poisonous. Meat to make everybody sick, yeah? Meat is poisonous too. Everybody knows that. Leader of the people, supposed to be leader, you have to help to protect people. Suppose you know something poisonous to your children, will you deliberately give it to them?
To harm them?
No. No, right? So now all the evidence points out that meat is also poisonous. Alcohol is bad. Just ban them outright. There's no more discussion. Poisonous things, you don't give it to your people. You don't allow it to be near your people, right? And even children have access to alcohol. Not to talk about meat. Okay, that's it. We have to ban meat, okay? We're banning it now by showing people how to eat, to cook vegetarian, okay? We go all outright, okay? This is really for survival. Make it your mission in life to inform people about the danger of eating meat and show them the solution. Meat is really not good for our planet. Meat is bad. Because meat is the reason, not the people. Not the people, right? They don't know. Truly they don't know. They influence each other, you know, and they're really poor victims of situation. Really, truly like that. You have to do it with love. You have to have big compassion. You sacrifice your time, your energy, okay?
There's an organization, Animal Aid. It's an organization.
Yeah.
And I got an email from them the other day, and they've got a system where they train you to, well, you can train yourself. You can go and speak at schools.
Yes.
And they get the schools for you, and you can pick the age group of people you talk to.
Yes.
And Tim is thinking of going and doing it to younger children.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
You can speak about vegetarianism or climate change or anything.
Yes. You can volunteer to go to any school to cook a free meal that day, or sample, you know, or ask whoever want to come learn with you vegetarian food.
Yeah,
everybody bring a few carrots.
The children love the animals, and then they start to nag the parents, saying, we can't eat these, they're beautiful beings. Yeah, children are great.
If we can.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger: free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Ching Hai's fascinating discussion titled Spread the Veg Message to Protect Life. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. With Heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BND.